Welcome to the Old Republic Podcast.
We're a podcast that discusses Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, general sci-fi, and about the stories that inspired a galaxy.
Consider this a spoiler warning for everything under the sun and the twin suns in that galaxy far, far away.
This is where the fun begins. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Old Republic Podcast. Today, we're going to be digging into some more video game goodness because I have just finished my playthrough of Jedi Survivor. Although, spoiler, I think that there's some more bonus content in the after game stuff I need to get into to check out is what I've heard anyways. So I'm going to have to go back and revisit it. But I was finally able to finish it and we thought we would come on to chat about it a little bit. So Cassia, how are you doing? I don't think you've had a chance to play Jedi Survivor, but are you familiar with the world of Cal Kestis and BD-1 and Marin?
Yeah, so I played like the intro, intro level of Jedi Fallen Order. I think that's like the last video game I played. Like, I've kind of just moved around and just haven't really been settled. And I don't know, I just like reading and doing stuff, so sometimes I just don't have the wherewithal and the patience to just like play a video game, but that may just be because I'm a noob and, you know, I'm not a pro gamer like you, so
That's true. You need to put the books down, pick up your video game controller, and get to some video game goodness. Because yeah, these Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor games are pretty good. So I think Cassie, I think you actually covered Jedi Fallen Order way back in the before times before I came onto the podcast. But basically, just to recap that a little bit here, Jedi Survivor is set 5 years after the events of Jedi Fallen Order. So to run through that, spoiler warning for Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor. It's going to be a big spoiler warning here. I will try to avoid any of the big spoilers, but you know, just be forewarned. Hopefully you all out there have had a chance to play it or know kind of the gist of the story. So in Jedi Fallen Order, we've got Cal Kestis there. He gets discovered by the Inquisitors, but luckily he gets rescued by a former Jedi, Cira Junda, and Greez Dredas, who is the captain and pilot of the Stinger Mantis. Cal's going to join up there with the crew, and they go to Bogano, hoping that Cal's going to be able to open an ancient vault where Cira's former master, Eno Cordova, had discovered. Along the way, we find and befriend BD-1 and learn that the contents of that vault is a holocron containing the names of Force-sensitive children in the galaxy. In a race against the Empire, we travel to Zepho, to Kashyyyk, to Ilum, and to Dathomir. And on Dathomir, we meet another new companion, Marin. And then, you know, kind of at the end of the game, we find the holocron, and Cal decides to destroy it. That way, those kids are going to be safe, not fall into the hands of the Empire. So, good job there, Cal. Now, you mentioned you played kind of the first section of that game, kind of the little intro section there, probably the... what planet were they on?
The trash planet.
The trash planet, yeah. Like, Cam, totally drawn a blank on the name there. Braca, he's a scrapper. I think went to Braca on this last season of Bat Batch, if I'm not mistaken. But did you like watch any like video game playthrough? Or are you familiar kind of with the story of Fallen Order?
I watched some playthroughs. Like, it seemed like a really good, you know, story. Not quite open world, even though I think like there are a few pathways forward. It's kind of like one path is the main path, kind of like Uncharted. It reminded me of that. And Fallen Order, it's like you're kind of looking for old, you know, treasure. So it did remind me of Uncharted, kind of like in the game play and kind of just the way it is set up. And I would say that Uncharted's probably my favorite game series. So it did remind me of that, but like in a Star Wars galaxy, like, and I did think that the intro level kind of introduced the concepts of the story and the gameplay very well. Like, it seemed like in story and in character and creative. And I like more Star Wars to be more like I don't know, like what's that called, like single player game, you know, like mm-hmm. where it's not multiplayer, even though like I think like Battlefront was fun, you know, like I think I kind of like just doing like your own mission, you know.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat there. I really like more story narrative driven games, single player games, as opposed to, you know, multiplayer games. So in something like Battlefront 2, I really enjoyed kind of that story mode that you played there, and less so of the multiplayer aspect of it. So yeah, the games like Jedi Fallen Order, Jedi Survivor, you know, definitely games like Uncharted and stuff are definitely kind of right up my alley there. So I was a big fan of Jedi Fallen Order. So I got that. I played through that a couple of times. And then I read there was a novel that came out kind of in the lead up here to Jedi Survivor called Battle Scars, written by Sam Maggs. And that kind of bridges the gap here between the games. Like I mentioned, there are 5 years kind of between the end of the first game and the second game here. And it does a good job kind of laying out not necessarily like the motivations of our characters. The game does a pretty good job with the motivations. Sam Maggs' book does a good job of talking about kind of the desires of the characters, like going forward, like what they hope to accomplish now that, you know, kind of the that holocron has been found and destroyed. So it does a really good job there with that. And there's a fair bit of romance in the book too, if you're into some Star Wars love stories. You're definitely going to get some of that there if you're going to be reading Battle Scars. And that gets us into Jedi Survivor. So Jedi Survivor was a game that I was very excited about. I had it pre-ordered, like I downloaded it the night that it came out, and I got it and I played it for like 10 minutes, and then real life got in the way and I wasn't able to play it for quite a while then after that. But recently I've been playing it, and I was finally able to make it all the way through the story and figure out what's going on here in our alleged middle chapter of the story. So I wanted to come on and talk about it a little bit. Kind of one of the really neat things, you know, you mentioned Braca is kind of the opening here for the first game that you get to. It's really, really good looking. Respawn did an awesome job in creating that world. And this game opens up, Cassia, on Coruscant. That's where we are, kind of in the underworld of Coruscant, getting the game started. And we're back with Cal and BD-1, except now Cal is working. He's a freedom fighter for Saw Gerrera. So there's a whole band kind of new characters to get us started off with. Most importantly, a character by the name of Bode Akunda, who's going to kind of travel with us throughout the game. But no Grease, no Seer, and very importantly for Cal, no Marin, because sparks are flying with Marin throughout the game. Spoiler. So hopefully we're going to catch up with her soon. But yeah, the game gets started off, and it's really kind of epic and beautiful look at Star Wars. And of course, you know, like this Clone Wars era Coruscant is something that all of us Star Wars fans are big fans of.
Yeah, so when did this game release again?
So the game, it came out in 2023, so just this year. It released, I want to say it released on April the 28th. So it's been out for, you know, most of the year, about 8 months, I guess, of the year. And it, you know, released on all the things, so PlayStation 5, Xbox, and then your Windows PCs there. You were able to get that and play it.
Yeah, so I haven't really, I think I know like some of the story and spoilers of the game, but I'm okay being spoiled. Like it's a good story, but like I don't need to experience it like playing through the game. It is interesting, like the cast of characters is different. I kind of like that it's not like they're just killed off, but it's just like they're kind of doing different things, because it's 5 years later, you know, and it's kind of like Cal's maturing, you know. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Cal is maturing, and he's starting to get a little bit of a different outlook on things. And yeah, he's with this kind of new crew at the beginning of the story. But we are going to be reunited with the crew from the first game here as we're heading off of Coruscant there. Cal is in possession of the Mantis and has some trouble with it there. So he's going to go reunite with Grease to get the ship back in order. And Grease is on a planet called Kobo, which is a new planet to me. It's very lush and green and mountainous. And then going to reunite with Seer and Marin as Seer is trying to rebuild the Jedi Order. And Marin there as well, which is awesome because the Cal and Marin love story is one that I'm pretty high on. I think it's a really good one. I really like those characters and the way they interact with each other, and I think that is pretty great. And something else I think is pretty great is most of the kind of story beats of this are really kind of revolving around things that happened during the High Republic era of Star Wars. So we're getting a lot more of that as we're just kind of getting into Phase 3 now. I think the first book just came out for that just a few weeks back. So I was really interested to see how kind of this High Republic storytelling kind of bridged over into this, middle chapter of this video game.
Yeah, it's a cool look. And I'm glad they're kind of doing something new and ancient, with the games, not just kind of repeating, like, what if we kind of retold the story of the original trilogy or the lead up to A New Hope using the iconography that we're already familiar with. I'm glad they did something new.
Yeah, for sure, because, one of the things that I really liked about the first game, about Jedi Fallen Order, was that you were, basically trying to get into kind of this vault and these temples that the Zepho had established. So it was a lot of, historical, archaeology bits of it, almost. It was very much, like you mentioned, Cassia, kind of Uncharted for Star Wars, and that's kind of what this was too, because it's a lot of High Republic stuff and a lot of High Republic tech that you're interacting with and seeing all of these flashbacks and Force visions and stuff of these characters within the High Republic, even meeting up with a droid from the High Republic era and finding this kind of hidden planet there, without getting too much into the spoilers here for the story. So I thought that was really cool, because anytime, at least for myself, anytime I read a Star Wars book or play a Star Wars game or watch a Star Wars something, I really like when there's a bit of history and more to learn about the Star Wars galaxy as a whole, beyond just the characters. And really, both of these games here so far have done a really good job of kind of expanding the lore and expanding the history of the Star Wars galaxy.
Yeah, I always kind of we're kind of the older public podcast, so one day we can only hope that maybe, the KOTOR remake will come out, or maybe we'll see, in different shows or something, that Revan or older public characters are mentioned, or maybe iconography is seen. But that's just me having a dream, that will probably never come true. So
that's right. Dare to dream. One day maybe it'll come true. I don't know. That's out of our hands, unfortunately, but
yeah.
But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, the game itself, it's awesome, and kind of bridging that into that era. And even if you're not familiar with the High Republic, if you've not been reading the books or reading the comics or any of that stuff, it's not really dependent on that. I'm fairly well read in it, but the characters and the locations were new. I didn't really feel that I needed to have read anything else to understand who those characters were or anything like that. So they do a really good job there, and I really kind of like the High Republic aesthetic. We talked about it on our SWTOR episode we just did, about how we kind of we really like the, you know, the look and the feel of the way the Jedi and the Sith were, you know, with the more ornate, you know, lightsabers and costumes and stuff like that. And that's definitely kind of the vibe we're getting here out of the High Republic as well. So that was pretty cool. There's a really big twist in the game, which kind of catches you by surprise. And the game is very sad as well in some sections. I don't know if it's as sad as BD1's memory in Jedi Fallen Order there where you're kind of seeing him, where BD1 had his memory wiped by Cordova. That was really sad there as well too. But yeah, definitely some sad bits here. And there's some love. There's full-on kisses in the game, so if you're a romantic, that'll be good for you there. My one kind of complaint with the game looks really, really great, kind of in your locations. So I mentioned you go to Kobo. This is a new place. You go to Jeddah, and Jeddah looks awesome because there's all of, like, these ruins and statues and temples and stuff. That looks really cool. But you're really kind of spending your time just going back and forth between those places. It didn't feel like the galaxy didn't feel as big as it did in the first game. You know, you're going to Zepho and Kashyyyk and Ilum and Dathomir. Really, you're kind of going like back and forth kind of between those two places. There's a place called the Shattered Moon, which is awesome. Oh. You get to go to, it's like a moon, but it's like literally been split in half by this thing. It's really cool looking, but that's about it in terms of your locations that you're going to. So it felt a little bit small in that sense, but the map sizes on like Kobo are really big. So there's a lot to explore, and you can ride around on animals now, which is fun because you can, you know, give them pets and stuff. So that's nice.
Oh, that's interesting. A lot of details I wouldn't have picked up on. So it looks nice, but the galaxy's not as big. I guess, like, did you feel like the story was expansive?
So the story I liked a lot. I thought that it was really well written. I really liked the way that they kind of were able to, you know, get all the characters back together and make, you know, kind of their stories feel meaningful and things like that. It did feel very much to me, and I guess this has been at least like pseudo confirmed, because Cameron Monaghan, who plays Cal Kestis in the game, said in an interview in September of this year that part 3 was currently underway. So he's apparently doing some voice work or some actual like physical like game capture stuff for it, I guess, or looking at the script, or you're doing something for it. So this story to me felt very much like a middle chapter. So it didn't feel like as, like, I don't know, like, it felt big and epic in scope, but it didn't feel like as, like, monumental yet as the first game did. This one felt very much more like it was, like, setting up for, like, the third and final act to me.
If you had to speculate, what do you think would happen in part 3?
In a part 3, so without getting into like crazy spoilers here for Jedi Survivor, basically the gist of what's happening here. So in the first game, you're basically looking for that holocron, right? So in the second game here, you're basically looking for this planet. It's called Tantalor, and it's kind of hidden by this mass array that's kind of hanging out around Kobo there, that central planet that you're spending all of your time at. So you're trying to find kind of the way to get that, and there's some, you know, like High Republic relics that you're looking for to try to, you know, find safe passage through this this like mass array to get to this planet. And there's a couple of motivations for doing that, and one of the big motivations is that they want to find this planet because then the Empire won't know of its existence or know the way to get there, and they can set it up as sort of a new sort of sensor for the hidden path for, you know, the Jedi that we have heard talked about in a couple of different projects, the big one being Kenobi. And they're talking about kind of the hidden path there of the Jedi who are, you know, kind of passing through trying to remain undetected. So that would be my guess as to where that's going to be going. I don't really see kind of anything else that they're going to be able to do. So I would think that maybe this part 3 of the game is going to be going and trying to, I don't know, figure out how to establish a safe route to this new location for, you know, around the galaxy, spreading the word, I guess.
It would be cool if we saw Reva from Kenobi. Because her character survived. I actually really enjoyed that character, and I think, like, Star Wars did something interesting for once, and it kind of allowed a character to live and not die and kind of just improve themselves. Which I think is, like, a better message than being, like, you went to the dark side, even though you were kind of, like, murdered as a child, it's your fault, you know? Yeah, so it would be really cool to see Reva. And I guess, what do you speculate the title for Part 3 could be? Because Part 1 was Fallen Order, Part 2 was Survivor. What do you think Part 3 would be?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question, because you know, depending on the timeline here, we're going to be getting awfully close into you know, like Andor, Rogue One type of timelines here in terms of the game, even, you know, coinciding kind of with Kenobi. So that would be cool if we saw you know, you mentioned Reva there, you know, kind of any of the characters that were there and associated with that. So I don't know. Now I have to think of a really good game title name.
I don't think it would be Thriver. That sounds like some
Jedi Thriver. Yeah, Jedi Thriver. I don't know. You could call it something as simple. It would be a little on the nose, probably, to call it something like the Star Wars Jedi, like the Hidden Path, or something like that. Because yeah, I mean, I guess you have Fallen Order, which is in reference to kind of Order 66, which is, you know, kind of what's caused, you know, Cal to find himself in the place where he is now. You have Jedi Survivor, which is kind of him, you know, kind of taking his lumps here through the second section of the game. So yeah, I don't know. Jedi Savior seems a little bit too grandiose, I think. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Do you have any good ideas here for a third title?
I do like the Hidden Path you mentioned. I could see Jedi Master, even though maybe that wouldn't be a unique enough IP to, like, stand out in a search, you know? Like, maybe it could be Hidden Masters or something. Yeah, I think they have a good name track record, so it'll be cool to see what it'll be called. Do you any news on when it could be released?
No idea really. I would guess, let's see, Jedi Fallen Order came out in 2019, I think, and maybe it was before then. Yeah, so Jedi Fallen Order released in 2020, and then this released in 2023, so 2026 feels like it's too far away for that to be the case. I would think that the game development time probably was slowed down due to COVID here for this middle chapter here, Jedi Survivor, and pretty much it was built on the same engine and stuff like that, so I would think maybe by, like, 2025 maybe would be a... would be a good guess to give them, you know, kind of a year, because you know, pretty much, you know, all of the assets and stuff are going to remain the same. I didn't feel that, like, graphically Jedi Survivor was, like, vastly superior to Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah,
really, from that sense, I'd played Jedi Fallen Order on the PlayStation 4, and then when I got my PlayStation 5, they actually did a free, like, patch to, you know, upgrade the graphics there on that, so I didn't really notice, like, too much of a difference in terms of that. So I would think that, yeah, the turnaround probably is going to be pretty quick, and I would guess that the writers on it have probably already been, you know, well underway and getting kind of the third story written. So I don't know. Yeah, probably 2025, if I'm guessing.
Yeah, that would be kind of a good way to space things out. And yeah, it seems like a good plan. So if you had to give an elevator pitch as to why someone should play Jedi Survivor that we may not have mentioned, what would you say?
I think you should play Jedi Survivor if you are a fan of like action adventure games, because it's a really, really good one. It was on a lot of people's, you know, kind of best of the year lists. It plays really well. Like I mentioned, I played it on PlayStation 5. I think the Xbox version was really good as well. I know kind of at the start there were some issues with the PC version of it, but I think that those have more or less been ironed out in the way that it plays. So I would just play it if you are a fan of Star Wars and you know, really good Star Wars storytelling, because I think that Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor now have been two of my favorite Star Wars stories that I can remember. I really like the characters. I like the character Cal. I really like the character of Maren. I really like Grease is really fun in the game, and BD-1 is very quickly escalating to my favorite droid. Don't tell R2 that I said that, but BD-1 is absolutely great. So I would play it if you're a fan of Star Wars storytelling, or at least go online and watch a playthrough of it, or like a playthrough of like the cutscenes and stuff like that, so you can get a feel for the story, because it's a really good one. It's epic, and it does a good job of doing all the Star Wars things. So I liked it quite a bit, so definitely give it a try out there if you are on the fence about playing it. Hopefully you've had a chance to if you're listening to this by now, but if you haven't, yeah, go check it out for sure.
Yeah, so wow, Brian, you're just kind of ahead of me. Like, I haven't played this game. I didn't finish the Story Palette book. I feel like a Star Wars noob.
So. That's right. Yeah, we'll have to get something that you can stay caught up on for sure, because we're going to be hopefully doing kind of a bunch more of these little video game ones. Now, they're not all going to be games that we've played or had a chance to play, but I definitely want to go back into kind of the LucasArts back catalog of games, of Star Wars games, and they're excellent. Adventure games, what they were known for back in the day, and just do kind of little mini episodes about those. And we're going to be doing votes for what games and what stories we're going to cover over on our Patreon. So if you want to go check those votes out when they start happening here in the next couple of weeks, go to patreon.com/olderpublicpodcast, and you can make sure you get your voice heard if you want to hear us talk about, I don't know, Force Unleashed or Rebel Assault, or whatever the case is, whatever game you want us to tackle, we're probably going to do it. So that's going to be something fun and interesting to do. And yeah, we'll have to pick a book that you can actually finish this time, Cassie.
Shots fired, I guess, but maybe they're deserved. But yeah, thank you to everyone who listened, and we hope you have a great, holiday, and may the Force be with you. The Older Public Podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, as well as everywhere else that Anchor Podcasts are distributed. Subscriptions, reviews, and shares help us out.
And if you want to connect with the podcast on Twitter, we can be found at Old Republic Pod. And if you want to connect with me, I can be found on Instagram at @astro_droid_.
You can find us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Old Republic Podcast. Our intro and outro themes were composed by Dennis S. Mowers at DennisSMowersMusic.com.
This episode of the Old Republic Podcast has been brought to you by Nikki Dog from Patreon. May the Force be with you. We will be back soon. Bye for now.